This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to focus on our hearts and on the status of our hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, in the body there is an organ. If it were to be rectified, if it were to be upon righteousness, then the entire person would be upon righteousness. And if it were to be corrupted, then the entire person would be corrupted. And then he said three times, indeed, it is the heart. Indeed, it is the heart. Indeed, it is the heart. Just as we in our lives monitor our physical hearts, we look to see our heartbeats, our blood pressure. As believers, we have to monitor our spiritual hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. He said that indeed Allah does not look to your bodies or to the shape of you, but rather he looks to the condition of your hearts and the condition of your deeds. So if the requirements of our faith is to have a pure heart and to have a soft heart, a tender heart. The good heart is explained as the soft and the tender heart, the heart that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in its opposition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the hardened hearts. And the hardened heart is the one that is not affected by the signs of Allah, that is not affected by the evidences of its Lord, that is not moved towards sincerity towards its Creator. Allah praises the soft hearts and He criticizes the hard hearts. How do we know if our hearts are hardened, and how do we know if they were soft? What causes the heart to become hard, and what can cause it to become softened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a group from Bani Israel that were shown a miracle and they were still not moved towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. He said, their hearts became hardened, it became like the stone, or even more intense in its hardship. Even the rock or the stone is softer than their hearts because of how hard and difficult their hearts had become. Allah mentions punishing another people. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيًا. Allah says, we made their hearts hardened. The punishment was not that Allah took away their wealth or destroyed their homes. There was something worse than all of this. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيًا. We made their hearts hardened. The punishment was that the heart became hard. Malik ibn Dinar, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the scholars of the Salaf, he said, مَا ضَرَبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَعَظَمُ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. He said, Allah never struck any of His creation with a punishment that was worse than hardening their hearts. وَمَا غَضَبَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ إِلَّا نَزَعَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. And Allah was never angered towards a people. People did not earn the anger of Allah except He took away mercy out of their hearts. And there's a connection between mercy and between the softened heart. So what are the symptoms of a hard heart? If we want to evaluate our own selves, we want to do a spiritual checkup. What is the symptom of a hardened heart? Number one, that we do not care about the rights and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon you to pray at its time. The time of prayer comes, we don't care to pray. Allah commanded you to eat certain food or not eat certain food, we don't care about it. We think Allah will forgive. We become blasé, lazy, nonchalant about the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is one of the greatest indicators of the hardened heart. Another indicator of a hardened heart is that our ibadah, our worship, becomes a burden. It's no longer a connection between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. It's no longer the call of the servant to his Lord that he knows is listening. Instead, it becomes a chore. It becomes mechanical. We just go through the motions. We lift our hands, we put our heads on the ground, and that's all that we are doing. But there's no joy, there's no relief in our ibadah towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Another symptom of the hardened heart is that the person not only commits sins, but they commit frequent sins and habitual sins. Sins become part of our habits, even part of our daily lives, we are sinning. And we feel very little guilt, if any at all. And part of this is also committing sins in public, not caring who sees our sins, not even taking the effort to hide them. And of the symptoms of the hardened hearts is that when the Qur'an is recited, or a maw'idah, an admonishment, a reminder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the person is not moved from it. In fact, they might even be turned off from it. They want to go away when Qur'an is recited. They want to leave when someone speaks about Allah Azza wa Jal. They're even annoyed to hear the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are some of the major symptoms of having a hardened heart. Now, if these are the symptoms, we might say, what is the cause of it? What causes these things to happen? What is the virus that gives us this disease? The first of them is churning away from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who has a softened heart is the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who glorifies Allah, who seeks Allah, who turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. And those whose hearts become hardened are the people who don't turn to Allah, don't remember Him. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Allah says, woe to a warning, a woe upon those whose hearts are hardened from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So in this verse, Allah links the concept of the hardened heart to their not remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. They're mentioned in this connection. Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا Whoever turns away from my remembrance will have a suffocated life, an asphyxiated life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And they will be resurrected on the day of judgment as blind. The miserable life is the life of a hardened heart that is unconnected to Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, of the reasons that we get this virus of the hardened heart is turning away from the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the laws of Islam. Allah says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيَةً Allah says, because they broke the commandments of God, because they broke their covenant with God, Allah gave them a covenant. There's a contract between them and Allah. Commandments that they have to follow. Because they broke the covenant, لَعَنَّاهُمْ We cursed them, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبُهُمْ قَاسِيَةً We made their hearts then become hard. So to abandon the halal and the haram, to not pray and fast, to not care about how you live your life, according to the ethical, moral laws that our religion gives us, this causes the hardened hearts. Third is the habitual sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Allah says, no, rather, their hearts have been rusted because of what they used to do. So because of what they were doing, their sins, what happened to the heart? Ran, it became rusted. Rust takes a while, but when it happens, what happens to the thing that is rusted? It becomes hardened and petrified. Rust is literally the petrification of something. And our Prophet ﷺ said, when the servant commits a sin, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ إِذَا أَذْنَمْ كَانَتْ نَكِتَ It becomes like a dot on their hearts. A black dot on the heart. He said, so if he makes tawbah, the dot is removed. But if he continues to sin, another dot emerges. And another dot. He said, until حَتَّى يُعْلُوا قَلْبَهُ ذَاكَ الرَّانِ Until his heart achieves this ran, this rust that the Qur'an is referring to. So this is how our Prophet ﷺ made tafsir of the verse in the Qur'an. He said, the person commits a sin, he gets a dot. Makes tawbah, it's removed. But when we're in the habit of committing sins, when the sins become every day and there is no tawbah, it's dot after dot after dot until it achieves this ran, this rust that comes upon it. The next is the open sin. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ All of my ummah will be forgiven except the ones who proclaim the sin. They said, who is the one who proclaims the sin? The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who commits the sin at night, no one has seen it, it's under the cover of darkness. He wakes up in the morning, he tells everyone, I committed this sin. People who are public about their sins, they're open about their sins. It shows that it magnifies the evil effect of the sin, and it shows that they don't even look down on their sin. They don't even see the sin as being something evil and worthy of hiding. Another reason why the hardened heart occurs is too much of the dunya. Too much dunya. There's always a tension between our body and between our spirit. Each is competing for your time and your resources. And Islam preaches for us a balance. You give your body what it requires, and you give your spirit and your soul what it requires. But what happens when we overindulge on the dunya? Our life becomes just dunya. Eating and sleeping and joking. We've removed this balance. Our ibadah and our contemplation and our working towards the akhirah becomes very small in our lives. And the dunya becomes all of the life. This is something that the scholars even speak about this, that following what is mubah, what is permissible, but doing too much of it, can destroy the person. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَكَثْرَةِ الضَّحِكِ We mentioned this in another khutbah. I warn you about excessive laughter, too much laughter. Because too much laughter kills the heart. So the heart dies. Because of what? Something that is, in principle, halal. It's halal to laugh. But when the person becomes overindulgent in entertainment, overindulgent in laughing and joking all the time, that it distracts you and it kills your heart. One of the scholars in Fudayl ibn Iyad radiallahu anhu, he says, there are three characteristics that harden the heart. Kathrat al-akil, وَكَثْرَةِ النَّوْمِ وَكَثْرَةِ الْكَلَامِ Too much eating, and too much sleeping, and too much speaking. Too much talking, and too much sleeping, and too much eating. All these things are halal. It's halal to eat, and it's halal to sleep, and it's halal to speak to others. Even they can be praiseworthy at times. Yet overindulging in this causes the heart to become hardened. We become distracted from our goal in this life, which is to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is why the Prophet ﷺ says, in the hadith in Tirmidhi, he says, لا تكفر الكلام بغير ذكر الله. Do not increase in speaking and speech without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله قسوة للقلب. He said, because speaking too much without remembering Allah hardens the hearts. وإن أبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي. He said, the people who are furthest away from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the people who have a hardened heart. And so, in our lives, when we speak, we should be people who are linking back our speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like even if you're telling your day to your wife, or your wife is telling her day to their husband, I went here and I did this and I did this and I did, and you're just going through all these details, all these things that happened to you, link it back to Allah. I went and I was disappointed that this didn't happen, but inshallah, Allah will take care of, will give me something better tomorrow. I went to work and things were done well for me, alhamdulillah, I'm really happy, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Link back things to Allah, because the speech, when it becomes just talking and talking and talking, it becomes vain. And it could lead you to haram and gossip and backbite and things like that. But most importantly, it distracts you, and it causes the heart to become hardened. And related to this, is elements of laziness and wasting time. Another reason why we get this illness of the hardened heart is a lack of compassion and a lack of sympathy towards other people. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man yuhrim al-rifq, yuhrim al-khayr." Whoever has been prevented from rifq, from kindness and gentleness, has been prevented from goodness. Likewise, another hadith of our Prophet ﷺ, when the man saw the Prophet kissing his grandsons, and he said, "You kiss your children, I have 10 sons. I never kissed a single one of them." The Prophet ﷺ said to him, "أَوَ أَمْلِكُ لَكَ شَيْئًا إِنْ نَزَعَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَلْبِكَ الرَّحْمَةً." It was a very powerful statement. He said, "What can I do for you essentially? What power do I have over you if Allah took mercy out of your heart?" It's as if the Prophet is saying, for this message, for this guidance to help you, you have to have rahmah in your heart to begin with. If you don't have rahmah, what can I do for you? How can I help you? So how do we cure this disease of the heart, the hardened heart, in the time that we have? What are things that we can do that can cure this disease? The first of them is to increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the scholars have said, dhikr of Allah to our heart is like water to a fish. If you take the fish out of the water, it's going to die. If you take your heart out of the remembrance of Allah, the excessive remembrance of Allah, remembering Allah a lot, then the heart is going to die as well. And the best dhikr is the Qur'an. The best dhikr is to have time to recite the Qur'an. If you don't have time in your day to sit down and to read the Qur'an, you're leaving your heart in a very dangerous situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitaban mutashabihan mathani." He said, Allah has sent down the best statement, a book that is consistent in its iteration. تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then Allah says, the skin shivers of those who fear their Lord, and their skin and their heart relax at the remembrance of Allah. So look at this. Allah is mentioning the heart and the skin, the body of the person shivers out of the fear of Allah, and it feels relaxed and happiness at the remembrance of Allah. But it begins the verse by saying what? Praising the Qur'an. So the best dhikr of Allah is reciting the Qur'an. And when you recite the Qur'an often, you will see even your body, your skin is shivering, your heart is feeling that contentment with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I'll tell you this, if you do this in your life, if you have a time in your life, even if you start with 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day that you're going to recite Qur'an, if you start to implement this in your life, the day you don't recite the Qur'an, you're going to feel it. You're going to say something's wrong with this day. I don't feel good about this day. If you do this, you will see the effect on your heart, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will help soften it. Another point is finding joy in our good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, hadith Qudsi, that my servant does not draw closer to me with anything more than what is made fard upon him. So the thing that will bring you closest to Allah is to do the fara'id, to do what is obligatory, to pray your 5 daily prayers, to fast in Ramadan, to give your zakat. And then if he increases, if he does more good deeds, the nawafil, he will do it until hatta uhibbu, until I love him. Think about this hadith. You say, okay, I'm doing my 5 daily prayers. If I just do a little bit more, I'll earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll get the love of Allah azza wa jalla. So that you worship Allah with this mentality, I'm gaining the love of Allah azza wa jalla. I have a Lord who wants to give me His generosity. We have a Lord who appreciates what I do. And so you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this mentality. You become like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he wanted to pray, he would tell Bilal, "Arihna biha." Oh Bilal, bring us comfort with it. It was a signal. Bilal understood, make adhan so that we can pray, because prayer brings us comfort. So when the Prophet says, go bring us comfort with it, he means go make the adhan so that we can pray, so I can get comfort. This is the way of the believer. We find joy and relief and comfort in the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And how can we achieve this? By increasing our knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who truly fear Allah are the ulama, the people of knowledge. The more knowledge you gain, the more fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla you have. But we have to increase in that knowledge of Allah. We know Allah Azza wa Jalla and His generosity and His appreciation and His forgiveness. And you think about yourself as well. I've committed all of these sins. If I do more ibadah, Allah will wipe out my sins, because Allah removes the sins with the good deeds. فأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. But I just ask the brothers to move up a little bit to make space for those in the back. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. A few other ways that we can remove the hardness out of our hearts. One of the important ways that we often underappreciate is to have righteous company. And many of the scholars have spoken about the importance of this, having righteous company. المرء على دين خليلي. The Prophet ﷺ said, a person is upon the religion of their friends. And this is incredibly important. You start going to people who train others about business, how to become wealthy, or they are training you to become a better professional in your field. What do they tell you? They tell you, go network with people who are in your field. You want to become a good entrepreneur? Go spend time with people who have successful businesses. They understand that for you to change your life and become better, spend time around people who have the same interests. Islam is far more worthy of this. Our relationship with Allah is far more worthy of this. Spend time with others who are worshipping Allah so that they bring you in that, in your characteristics will change to be like their characteristics of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. Next point is to show compassion towards others. A man came to our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that a man shakad in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam qaswat al-qalb. He literally complained to our Prophet and said, my heart is hard. What do I do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in aradta talin qalbak fa'at'im al-miskin wamsah ra's al-yatim. He said, if you want to soften your heart, then feed the ones who are needy and rub the head of the orphan. Show compassion to the orphan, show compassion to the hungry and to the needy. And this is the way that Allah Azza wa Jal will make your heart softened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حُرِّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ كُلُّ هَيِّنٍ لَيِّنٍ سَهْلٍ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. He said, made haram, Allah has made haram the hellfire. The hellfire has been made haram on every person who is soft and polite and easygoing and accessible. They're close to the people. And the final point that I will mention that will help us soften our hearts is to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says, why isn't it when our punishment came to them, why did they not humble themselves? Instead, their hearts became hardened. Right? So humility is important. One of the best ways to show humility to Allah is to make dua to Him. Is to show Him your need. Say, oh Allah, I need you. And if our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to his wife Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the dua that our Prophet would make the most frequent, ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. If the Prophet is asking Allah to protect his heart and to keep his heart firm upon Islam, we are in greater need of this. And so we should be making dua for Allah Azza wa Jal to soften our hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the hardened heart. May Allah Azza wa Jal soften our hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us people of the Quran and people of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal.